For me, it started in a hospital a while back. The nurse had my bath ready to go. One of the treatments I was getting used to at the Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston in 1957 was heat. Hot baths, hot towels, hot massages. Heat was about the only weapon the doctors and nurses had against the polio virus that left the muscles in my neck and my legs paralyzed. But on that winter day back in 1957, something was about to change. The nurse stuck me in a tub. She turned away for a moment, and I jumped out, and for a reason that only a 7-year-old can really understand, I took off out of that bathroom and ran as fast as I could down the hall. I might have run right out of the door of the hospital. I was so thrilled at being able to move, but for the fact that I was completely naked, dripping wet, and it was snowing outside. I remember pretty well when my parents first suspected that I had polio. I was in their bedroom, probably some Sunday morning. We were goofing around with them and my sister when my mother asked me if I could lift my legs any higher, and I couldn't do it. A few days later, a spinal tap and a bunch of physical exams after that, I was in a room at the Mass General on the polio ward, and that's where I wound up staying for 6 months until, for a reason no one to this day really understands, my immune system kicked in, the polio got beaten back, and I took that run down the hall. In the hospital, there were plenty of injustices. I remember being angry that my parents could not stay over or even visit that long. And I remember being very puzzled about why it was that the doctors wouldn't tell us the truth about the kids who were dying. Every kid on the floor knew that people in iron lungs were going to die, but that fact never got acknowledged, even when they died in the middle of the night right in the bed next to you. At the age of 7, I was pretty sure this wasn't the right way to deal with seriously ill patients. So my experience with polio is one of the key reasons I do medical ethics today. It's also the basis of two beliefs that I hold very dear. One is respect for science. Progress in science is a key to a better life for everybody on this planet. Science ended the threat from the virus that left me paralyzed for a long time and killed so many other kids. Now, this love of science may seem kind of odd. I spend a lot of my time as a professor of medical ethics complaining and yelling and excoriating and otherwise bemoaning problems in medicine and science. But there's no one more committed to the value of science than I am. I understand what it can do firsthand. The other belief I hold very strongly is public service. I think the greatest good one can do and should try to do is improve the lot of other people. And there are times when money and fame and indifference or just plain narrow-mindedness divert science from this value. So that's where the ethics and science come together for me, trying to ensure that scientific knowledge is used first and foremost to improve the human condition. That's really what I believe in.